Mayor Billy Connoy has cut the Hawaii County budget each year since he took office in 2008, but this year he plans to raise spending and to raise taxes to help pay for it. The $394.3 million budget is $27 million higher than last year. It includes hikes in bus fares, park fees, and vehicle registration fees, along with higher property taxes. Only seven people testified last night before the Hawaii County Council. Five testifiers mentioned the key problem as not just the increase, but the county's property tax structure. Harry Scott is a Kailua Kona resident.
The property that I live on is mixed use, which means I have a vacation rental on the same property as my primary residence. As such, I pay the rental rate as opposed to the residential. My rental only occupies one-third of the property. I'm paying two, three, almost four times as much as similar properties.
Marie Correa testified in Hilo.
There was a study done last year. It says the taxes now are not equitable. It's overly complex. It's not transparent.
Mayor Connoy says the increases are critical. Expenditures have to go up. They include a pay increase and no more furloughs for employees. He's adding police, firefighters, and lifeguards. And the county will put $3 million into the long-term retirement fund known as GASB 45, the first time in 3 years. The county council will vote on the budget May 30th. From Hawaii Island, I'm Sherry Bracken for Hawaii Public Radio.